Welcome to the Believe You Receive podcast. I'm Dr. Lorette Willis. Be encouraged, be inspired, get excited. I have faith-filled, fun-filled words, prayer, and declarations to help you be your best self. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Have you ever thought of your inheritance? Now, we think of the inheritance that we receive, but I'm thinking about the inheritance that you leave, your legacy, in other words. In Proverbs 13:22, it says that a good man, a good person, leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And in the Message translation, it says a good life gets passed on to the grandchildren. A good life. A good life. What is it that you're passing on to your children, to your grandchildren? And if you don't have physical children, spiritual children, the people that you bless with words of encouragement, words of hope, words that say that you believe in them. Could those be considered wealth and a legacy that you're leaving to others? And what is wealth in the Bible? Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day." And the rest of the Proverbs 13:22, after it says a good man leaves an inheritance, it says, "But the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." So let's think of what is the wealth that we have, that we receive from the Lord. We receive the power to get wealth, and I believe it's by being a blessing to others. And we look to the Lord for that wealth. So by blessing others, you receive your needs met as well. We're trusting in the Lord with all our hearts, leaning not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge Him. He directs, makes sure and straight our paths, guides and orders our every step. Deuteronomy 8:18 in the Message translation says, "If you start thinking to yourselves, 'I did all this and all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine,' well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that He promised to your ancestors, as it is this day." We have a covenant as believers and followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have a blood-bought covenant with Him. I want you to trust in Him to lead and guide you today to the inheritance, that wealth that He has for you, that you are storing up for your children's children by your example, by your love, by your words of encouragement, and yes, also physical riches, but trust in the Lord for those things, and they will be a blessing in the legacy that you leave, giving glory to the Lord. Amen.
Hey, thank you for being with me today. To learn more about Praise Moves Fitness Ministry, go to praisemoves.com. To become a certified health coach with a biblical worldview, go to certifiedhealthcoachinstitute.com. And to learn how to renew your mind and retrain your brain at the same time, please go to betransformed.today. That's betransformed.today.